Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Even with the win over Pittsburgh, it was fun, snow, all that stuff. A good game. Browns getting the win. Exciting, blah, blah, blah. They're still not good record-wise this year. And there's still huge thought about, okay, what happens with this team moving forward? Does this scream change? Does this scream stand pat? What does this scream? It scream to you?
I think it screams Stan Pat. I've always thought that. I know we have fans out there that are like, get rid of this guy, get rid of that guy, this person's the problem. The only place that is questionable for where they're standing Pat, I think, is a quarterback next year, and whether Deshaun Watson is healthy enough to start the season and if they will go back to him. But I just don't think fans are going to buy that they're going back to him because of talent now. I think they'll think they're going back to him because of cash. And so that causes a problem, and it just proves that if they do it, that he would have to start to earn a lot more, I guess, respect from the fans. I could see just a lot of negative backlash if he is healthy and that they, you know, let's just say, again, Jameis Winston pulls off a couple more wins. I mean, how often do quarterbacks beat the Ravens and the Steelers in the same year? It doesn't happen very often. So, you know, you look at the situation, and I don't even know if he comes back next year. I don't know if they can afford to bring him back next year. I don't know if there are so many question marks about who the quarterback will be to start next season that I think you're going to stay with what you've got in Barry and in Stefanski, because ultimately I think the reason Watson's here is because of the owner. So that's on me. I he's the one that had to sign off on the check at the end. And I would love it if he would step out there and say, the buck stops with me, and the guys who – we're trying to manage what we were doing. It's because of me that I put us in that spot. He's not going to do it, but I think it would take a lot of heat off those guys, and there might be a little bit of a chilling out period on saying, fire him, fire him, fire him, fire him.
Big-time national NFL writer Albert Breer does Monday Morning Quarterback. He works with Sports Illustrated. He's on the Prime Video telecast. He's their insider. And Albert's on the station frequently with the afternoon guys. He had a report about the Browns situation, both things, quarterback and front office, the management. And he mentioned it on Thursday in the Prime telecast, and then he's been talking about it, writing about it ever since. Here's what he had to say.
But the Browns' approach to filling that quarterback room will in all likelihood be different. I'm told that rather than looking to build him up with what's around him the way they have the last couple of years, that's one reason why Joe Flacco isn't there anymore. They're going to look to put competition in the quarterback room, either through the draft or free agency. And I know there's been a lot of speculation about job security in Cleveland. My understanding is that barring something catastrophic happening here over the next 2 months, the Browns' plan is to bring both Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry back in 2025.
There's two things there. Quarterback, management. Let's go management.
Okay, go management.
Bring Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry back in 2025. I say good. Anybody who's listened to our show knows that I think Stefanski can coach in the NFL. I think he's a good coach. Maybe he can become a great coach one day. I would rather roll the dice with Kevin moving forward, see how this thing progresses, and with Andrew Berry, see how it progresses, and just go with the continuity. That's what I would like to see. That contract extensions maybe play a role in that, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
There have never been any issues with the Haslams spending money on coaches to pay him to not coach anymore. I would think that they're thinking continuity here rather than we gave him a contract extension and have to pay them. I think at this time, that's the right move to make.
I think if they end up the season 3-14, somebody's getting fired still.
I think you're right.
So they need to win a couple more games. They need to not lose the team. They need to play strong and come up with a couple more wins here. And I think that it's will help them survive.
One thing I think was huge on Thursday was that the Browns, after looking in New Orleans, like, you know, maybe the effort wasn't there.
Right.
And it looked to me like the first time ever under Stefanski that you could question the effort of the team mm-hmm. a little bit in the fourth quarter especially. I thought the effort was outstanding against the Steelers. You know, national TV, elements, home game. For whatever reason, I thought the effort was outstanding, and I thought they responded really well. But now you keep going. I agree with what you said. You lose out, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
If you know win a number of games going out, you win, you know, you go 3-4 the rest of the way, something like that. I think that works. I think you'd be okay. You do have to play decent football and win some games. I do think there's a weak spot in this whole situation. I'll tell you what that is as soon as we hear from Ryan. Buzzing around on 75 in Michigan. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Rhino.
Hey, Jake, Dan, Andy, Jeff, gentlemen. Just want to chime in on this unique week, obviously, the hand, the holiday season. Browns, Cavs, Indians, the meat of the NFL and college football coincided with some good movies coming out, just politics, just a whole bunch of stuff on the plate, man. Just get your popcorn ready for this week, man. I just want to chime in on the Browns conundrum, which is, again, in a perfect world, obviously, we'd be you know, the situation we're in, hypothetical, which is not realistic, but possible. Winning every single game out and sneaking into the playoffs, but after Denver winning yesterday, you know, there's no scenario I see happening. The other alternative would be tanking the season, getting the next future Hall of Fame, Deion Sanders, Daryl Green, Rod Woodson-esque, Travis Hunter. But again, I think both of those equations are out the window because this is a proud team with laden with, you know, veterans and just, you know, a scenario we want to win. It's not who we are. We're not a losing mentality season and team. So it's just we're stuck in the middle. It's like, all right, we're going to, you know, like you alluded to, we're probably going to two or three more games and be 10th or 12th pick overall. And again, if you put all your hype into obviously the first pick overall, we see how that works out. I'd rather have a team moving forward that has a winning mentality. Our arch rivals, Baltimore, and obviously the Steelers have that. They don't want to, you know, play for a first pick overall. They want to just fight, scratch, and claw year in, year out, even when they're down. And again, we need that. And again, I feel that that's what's going to happen. There really is no win-win here other than the fact that we just got to move forward with a winning mentality, getting into next season, and just move forward. But this conundrum of the season is just bewildering. But anyway, guys, Andy, Jeff, great show as always. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Rhino, thank you very much. Ryan in Michigan. Come game day, maybe he's in Denver. You never know.
He is on the road.
He's on the road all the time. Here's the one problem that I have with what Albert Breer said. And I do think that there is a weak point in this, and I think that it needs to get figured out and improved upon. And I wonder if that will happen now that you have your full complement of draft choices. The coaching, I think Kevin Stefanski has had some really good moments here. He's had some that haven't been as good. Again, I'm okay with moving forward with Kevin. I'm okay with moving forward with Andrew Berry. I do think that their drafting has been substandard.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I do think in this situation, especially for any team, but in our situation, you've got to draft, man. You've got to hit some of these draft picks. And they've not hit enough of these draft picks. And fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round picks, you don't always hit those. But, man, you should hit some. You should find some guys who can really play in the fourth round and can help your football team. And you should be nailing third round picks. That's been an issue here. And
define nailing. Productivity on the field.
Guys who start. You should find some starters. And I just don't think that Andrew Berry and his staff have done a really good job in the draft. And I think that's really hurt the team. You know, yeah, you traded first-round picks. You traded other picks to get Deshaun Watson. Okay. You know, you drafted David Bell. David's hurt, but David doesn't seem to be in their long-term, you know, plans for to me. You drafted Anthony Schwartz third round. That didn't work. You know, you drafted Tommy Togiai. You drafted Siaki Ika. You drafted Cedric Tillman. That one looks like it might work. You need a better batting average than that. I just think they've not hit these. I would really take a look at your scouting, at what you're looking at in draft picks. I think Andrew Berry's done a really nice job in trades, and which is why I would trade every draft pick I could get my hands on from the fifth, sixth, and seventh round. I would trade them all for players if I could. You know, Joe Mixon goes to the Texans for a seventh. Excuse me. Can we get someone of those, please? Let's do something like that. That's the one thing. Moving
but were
forward.
were they ready to give up on Jerome Ford or Pierre Strong? Or they brought in?
I sure hope so.
Well, they brought Foreman in, you know.
Yeah, I know, and they
knew Nick would probably be back at some point.
They didn't. I don't think they committed at any point to Pierre Strong or Deontay Foreman or Jerome Ford. Now, should you have committed to any of them? I think so. If you're going to, I liked Foreman. You know that. I thought he would be a nice signing for them. I don't think he got used. Maybe they found that he wasn't the player that I would like him to be. Whatever. You know, Jerome Ford, Pierre Strong, for whatever reason, and maybe it's talent. Maybe they just thought none of these guys is worthy of us committing to them while Nick is out and Nick is coming back. You know, Nick's not himself yet. Maybe he never will be again. But he's been getting better. And I've said all season, unrealistic to think that he's going to step back in and be what he was. I mean, Saquon Barkley wasn't what he was when he came back. It took him a while. Well, he sure is there now. Maybe Nick Chubb will be there next year. But I just think if I'm ownership, the one thing I am looking at is I'm thinking, how can these guys be better in the draft? And if they're not, then maybe, you know, that's something to think about moving forward.
All right, so thinking about what the Browns have then, they have they have all their own picks this year coming up, rounds 1 through 4 and 6. Those are all their own. Then they picked up a third-round pick from Buffalo, from Amari Cooper. They just got that fifth-round pick from Detroit for Za'Darius Smith. They also got a sixth-round pick from Minnesota for Za'Darius Smith. So those, I mean, he's paying off left and right.
He's got an extra 3, 5, and 6.
Yeah, so, and another six.
The three means something to me. The 5 and 6 are like, oh, great, good.
So
a guy who can cover kicks.
So their own picks, 1 through 4 and 6, third round, a fifth round, and then 2 6-rounders.
So you either start to hit on these picks or you trade them. But that's the one issue with this that I would have with Albert Breer's report, everybody's coming back.